This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, the burdens a great wizard such as myself must bear, lo. But we do all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep things like, oh, I don't know, being responsible for the loss of your fellow wizard's immortality, all bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to work through whatever's weighing you down. Going to therapy has taught me that I don't have to react to every emotion I feel, even though those emotions are valid. Sometimes taking a moment is all you need to respond in a way that's truer to your values. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
There's a lot to say when buying a new home or car, but only one thing to say that can help you protect them. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And just like that, a State Farm agent will be there to help you choose the coverage you need, no matter where you are in life. When you need coverage options, your State Farm agent is there to help, on the phone or in person. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, I've got Tim off on his little project. Time for Director Mark Ward to get to work. Let me see. Here we go. Computer, give me full access to temporal monitoring systems. Denied. Okay, where's the lockout? Aha! I can get access if... You are kidding me. I have to play the transmission from Foon? The whole thing? Oh, fine. Computer, activate relay beam. Now, where is that nonsense he reads? Ah, here we go. People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. But if we're being honest, what is real anyway? Don't get hung up on it. Just sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 8 years and 2 weeks ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I used that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, The Strange Familiar, in the town of Nibblebottom, at the base of the unnameable mountain in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Oh, yeah, baby. Arnie, what a phenomenal morning we had. I can't stop thinking about it. What an adventure.
Mm-hmm.
So, just for anyone who wasn't
I'm going to let... You say it all.
You sure?
Oh, yeah.
But you'll probably stop me at some point.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing. I will stop you. That's my contribution, is I will repeatedly stop you.
So, picture this. Mm-hmm. Arnie, Usador, and Chunt, the three of us are raising Eggy Baby, right? So we go on this picnic, and we're on top of this hill, and all three of us take a little nap up against Eggy Baby.
Mm-hmm.
But we lean too hard, Eggy Baby rolls down a hill. The three of us are chasing Eggy Baby.
Yes.
The egg rolls all the way down the hill, up the other hill, almost lands on us. Usador gives Eggy Baby wings. We all grab onto Eggy Baby. Eggy Baby flies us around town. We end up crashing into a building into a boy band competition. We name ourselves... You wanted to name us Wings, which I think... No offense, Arnie. It's a pretty dumb name, just because Eggy Baby had wings. We end up going with Threg, which is a combination of three men and an egg.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Threg or Threg? Anyway, we won the boy band competition with our hit new song... Hatch Me If You Can.
Sure.
And Arnie, I just cannot get over how much fun we had. What an adventure.
Chunt, you woke up about 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, and I am energized.
Yeah.
I think a beetle went in my nose.
Usador? Oh, I am joined also by my other co-host, Usador the Ghost.
I was Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Trakus. The elves knew me as Fianyalik, the dwarves knew me as Zonin and Hookstanges, and I was known throughout the whole northeast as Gasmoenius Maystar, and there may be other secret names. Names that shall never be as catchy as... Hatch me if you can.
Threeg!
Hatch me if you can.
We're Threeg. Oh, man.
Wait, hold on. Here's the thing. I thought that was all a dream. Did that really
yes,
happen?
Yes, but I was in the dream.
Oh, yeah. I see.
I like to visit people in their dreams and give them little tasks to do. Appear as a vision and say, lo, terror upon us all, lest you, sell your dog or something. And then I just laugh, sit back and laugh.
Yeah. Usador, I've got to ask, and look, you're very old, so I'm sure you're not in touch
How
with this.
How dare you?
These days, is that ethical? Like, just to show up in people's dreams? Like, are you allowed to do that?
As a great wizard, who is sending portents and visions around, yeah, I think I'm good.
Okay.
Arnie, do you remember in the dream, definitely didn't happen, do you remember in the dream this morning that you had frosted tips?
No, I wish, though. Is that something I should do?
You had frosted tips and you had a really tight puka shell necklace, and it looked so good.
Okay, I'm thinking about it. Oh, and hey, I just want to say, if I move a little slower than usual this episode, I got a little tummy troubles. I think, my tummy's been upset ever since our 8th anniversary episode. I think it's probably the fox face.
Oh, yeah, that would do it. I think I undercooked it and overcooked it at the same time.
Yeah.
Which is only possible with fox face.
Yeah, it's so easy to burn around the edges, but then you still have the meaty... chewy, gristly bits in the middle.
Yeah, the raw sinew.
When there's no right way to do a dish, there's so many ways to do it wrong.
Yeah, there's no right way to eat a fox face, is the common phrase.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe there's a gnome in there.
Is there a gnome in your tummy, Arnie?
I don't think so. I mean, I just kind of occasionally just feel a little blah. But you know what?
Open your mouth.
Pro.
Open your mouth. Let me see. I don't see a gnome.
Wait,
are there any gnomes in there? Yeah, let me get in.
No, hey, whoa. First of all, your hands are filthy.
Well, how else do you want me to climb into down your throat?
How is having a bird shit spattered wizard crawling into my throat going to help me with my tummy troubles?
So you can...
Sorry, let me write down a few notes for my new romance novel. It's going to be pretty steamy, okay? Sorry, you, sir. Go ahead.
Well, I'm sorry I was trying to diagnose your issue. I'll let your stomach hurt. I don't care. It's fine. But later on, you're going to want me to get in that throat.
Okay.
Another line for the romance novel? Okay.
Look, I'm a pro, so I can roll with these tummy problems. I'm excited to talk to our guest. We have a guest that we haven't had on in a really long time.
Is it Otok?
Look, Otok is literally like,
hey,
on the other side of the tavern right now.
We found him.
Yeah, found Otok.
I forgot about that.
Oh. Yeah.
All right.
And there's that big ass giraffe, whatever that name was. Grongo?
Trongo.
Trongo. Man, it's so hard to keep track of names.
I know. Well, just look at him. He doesn't look like a Grongo, but he does look like a Trongo.
I'm sorry, you were introducing the guest.
You were introducing the guest, sorry.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It's been a long time. It's, remember Brotar, Brotus Tarver, the sort of half-man, half-confusing animal?
Oh, yes, of course.
Absolutely. Sort of like Foon's champion?
He was huge.
Yeah.
Still is, bro.
Whoa!
Oh, hey! That's Brotar. Not a table, it's Brotar!
Still is huge, bros.
So big.
Mm-hmm. You still doing this thing?
Yeah. 8 years and 2 weeks. But you know what? One of these days, we're going to do it right.
Today the day?
Today might be the day.
Tomorrow salad, today's the day.
Do we get to stop then? Do we get to stop then if we do it right?
Is that up to me?
You're the guest?
I think it's up to all of us collectively.
I mean, you might as well keep doing it.
Should this be a new segment on the podcast? Every episode we ask the guest, should this be the last one?
I think that's a wonderful
idea. Leave it up to them.
Nice.
I'll let you go forward. No problem.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Now, Rotar, it's been so long. How you been, bud? How you doing?
Well, you know, it's been like, what has it been? Years, right?
6 years, maybe.
You know, 6 years ago, I was just like this young, sweet dude. Now I'm like a full-fledged grown-up.
Yeah.
Wow. Huh. So you're a Grotar.
I'm a Grotar.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm a Shotar and a Grotar.
Okay. Wow, both.
I was going to say, is it cold in here?
Oh, mm-hmm. The rare both, a Grotar and a Shotar.
Mm-hmm. Life's been good. You know, like, I'm, like, super into crypto, which, of course, is, like, when you take the toes of babies from their cribs.
Oh crypto.
And then
crypto.
You trade them to your friends.
Sure.
And I was doing really well, not doing too hot right now, but still, you got to stay in it. You got to hold on to those toes, you know, bros?
You're saying you're super into that.
Bros hold on toes before it grows.
Okay.
Totar.
Brotus, we're very happy to hear that you've been doing well, and we're so sorry we haven't seen you in so long. It's wonderful to have you back. But I just need to know.
Wait. Dorsky, hold on.
Yeah.
Were you not? I mean, I'm basically the most famous person in Foon now. Were you not at the arena every single night? Did you not come?
Not every single night. I had to go around and learn about ancient tomes and grimoires full of ancient knowledge to try to defeat my great enemy, the Dark Lord. And so I was busy sometimes.
I just assume when you invited me on the show, it's because I just won Foon 100. Everybody knows that.
Foon 100. Tell me more.
You weren't in the arena watching me against the other top 100 bodies in Foon. And I eliminated them one by one to become the champion. Obviously, I'm number one, biggest in the world, biggest here in Foon. And Arnie.
Yeah.
I fucking heard about you, bro.
Oh. I was going to say, if you're fighting the 100 best bodies in Foon, like, my invitation must have been lost in the mail because I am Foon's greatest warrior.
That's what we were looking for you the whole time. I just don't get it. And I thought this was kind of like, here, come on, and let's hash this out.
Point of clarification: just because you're the greatest warrior in Foon doesn't mean you have one of the 100 greatest bodies in Foon.
Well,
right?
I do have to say, he said the 100 top bodies. He didn't say best or greatest bodies.
You're right.
And
you're right.
As a bottom, I think 100 top bodies, it's a very specific category. Congratulations to you. But Arnie, feels like you should have got an invite.
I guess so, yeah. You know, I should I be doing more like events? Brotar, you know, I've just been sort of trying to do good and fight vampires and things like that. Should I be doing like, is there like a circuit I should be on?
Dude, there was a vampire in Foon 100, and I got in the middle of a circle, and they threw a ball, and I held on to the ball for the longest amount of time, and it was total domination. And it's crazy because the vampire's name was Clarification, and so when you said for some clarification, I thought but no. So yeah, I don't know if that's coincidence or not, but it's just like, listen, if you're going to be fighting vampires, you gotta come on to Foon 100. You know, maybe you're not doing it, you know, in front of the people, and then therefore it doesn't count. And I'm just saying this, like, I know this from my wisdom and my age now that I'm a little bit older.
Sure.
It's just kind of like, I know, you know, young Brotar, maybe, you know, was a little ignorant, but now I'm in the prime of my life, per usual. And it's just like
prime of your life per huge. Has this happened before? Are you reincarnated, Brotar?
Once again, I'm in the prime of my life, as I always am.
You get it. I mean, for me.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. And honestly, Brotus, I owe you the deepest of apologies. And I swear this to you. I shall take my crystal ball and set up an alert so that I always know when you'll be fighting next, and that I'll be able to come see you. And if I can't come see you live, then I'll watch you through horse's blood.
I did fight a little hog named Crystal Ball, and I beat the hog in a Aww. Game of sliding and chutes and ladders. And I thought that's what you're talking about. I thought everybody watched, came to the arena, and saw me dominate in Foon 100.
I'm so sorry.
Where it was an elimination from 100 down to 1, the greatest body on Foon, a.k.a. me, i.e. me, another alliteration, me, and Arnie, bro. Yeah.
Sure, sign me up. I mean,
signups were like a year ago, bro.
Really? You gotta have that kind of... I wasn't the greatest warrior in all of Foon a year ago. I was expecting this sport to be a little more nimble or agile. Like, what if a young upstart just kind of comes out of nowhere and they can't be involved?
Season 2, bro.
Oh, Foon 100 Season 2. Oh, I can't wait.
No. Foon 101. Jeez.
Oh, wonderful. Even better. Oh, Arnie, you must have not been invited because Arnor was invited and they must have not had you there. It takes some time to get 100 great bodies together.
For my romance now.
You know, and now that I think about it, when we buried Arnor's body, I did see there was an invitation to a thing about 100 great bodies. I just thought it was like an orgy thing.
Oh.
I've also been doing that a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
And obviously, I'm wanted. But that was kind of like in my past. Now, of course, I've settled down.
Sure.
I'm playing the field. I'm hooking up with my girl now.
Yeah, I see you're covered in
dirt. You're settled down and you're hooking up and you're playing the field.
With his girl.
With his girl.
With the girl. Yep. Yeah. Bratar. Okay. Bratar.
Bratar.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, tell us more about her. Yeah.
Yeah, what is she a combination of?
She's half some kind of animal on the bottom, and then up top, she wears a bra.
Okay.
Ooh la la. Say less.
Right.
Very enticing.
Why is it that when I try to imagine Bratar, I just see Brotar wearing a bra?
Hey, you don't talk about Bratar. Keep her name out of your mouth.
Okay.
I don't know where that accent came from, but just when I think about Bratar, somehow I become someone from the eastern part of Foon.
Yes, well.
Yeah, listen, different emotions elicit different accents. It's happened to all of us.
Hey, Arnie, should we take a break?
Certainly.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, Brotar, last time we saw you, I know this was so long ago, your catchphrase was, I believe, wah, 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 wah.
Oh, my God. I was like a child.
Yeah, I know. Imagine still having the same catchphrases 6 years.
That was so
later.
6 years ago.
Yeah.
Can't imagine.
Yeah, my catchphrase is, I talk. We're in a whole different city now. So when I explain the show.
Arnie, you are sweating profusely.
Some of it is the stomach pain, but some of it is...
No, you got to get a good sweat, bro. That's good. That's good. Yeah. You got to get a good sweat, whatever you're doing. Losing calories. See, I'm going to the East Coast again. The East of Foon. Jesus, bro. All right.
That's all right.
Brotar, do you have a more sophisticated adult catchphrase now?
Yes, I do. Well, it's not a catchphrase. It's just like, you know, just stuff you say, you know?
Sure.
So like, I don't know, say something cool, you know? Like, tell me how jacked I am, right?
Brotar,
What's up, Dorsky? What's up?
Unprompted, even though you did just prompt me, I did want to comment on how incredibly swole you are.
To that I say, whoop, there it is.
Oh, okay.
Arnie. Psst, yeah. Arnie, I saw you just threw up 3 times under the table. Mm-hmm. Is that because Brotar asked you to say something cool?
I... Too much pressure. Like...
Your one weakness.
Chunt, give me something cool I can say to Brotar.
Hey, Chunsky, what are you whispering over there?
Oh, just thinking up a new song for Threg, our boy band. Arnie, cover me.
Okay.
Listen, I'm just saying, like... I've got a new catchphrase. It's not even a catchphrase, just stuff I say.
That's a catchphrase.
Maybe you could say, like, whoop, there it is, and, like, make that a song of some sort.
Whoop, there it is. It doesn't feel like it has legs. Oh, tell me more, Brotar. Tell me more about that little hog crystal ball.
Tell you more? Listen, ain't nothing but a heartache, all right?
Ain't nothing but a heartache. Oh, because you defeated Crystal Ball, too.
You want me to tell you more? Ain't nothing but a mistake, okay?
Okay, sorry if we're not syncing up here.
You want me to tell you more?
Yeah.
I'm never gonna be that way, okay?
Just rolling off the tongue.
Bro, I'm just saying, I don't care what you're saying. I just want to do it my way, all right?
All right, all right.
Okay, all right, calm down.
And my way is you making a song about whoop, there it is, okay?
What if it had a dirge-like quality of, like, whoop, there it is.
Bro, I don't know what dirge means. It is. Sounds like an insult to me, and now you're talking.
Oh, no. Brotar, when we write songs, we kind of tag team it. So it's like, you write some, you sort of write some, so that's what we're doing here. He didn't mean any offense.
None at all. And a dirge is just simply a funeral song.
Oh, can you imagine someone dying, like Crystal Ball, the little hog, and we show up and we somberly take off our hats and say... Whoop, there it was.
Oh.
Whoop, there it was.
Bro, Chunsky, I'm not happy about you saying whoop, okay?
Whoop,
wait, what was the word? What's whoop?
It's whoop.
Well, hold on. It's whoop until someone passes, and then it's whoop. We can all agree the past tense of whoop is whoop.
Chunsky.
Am I crazy?
Chunsky, this is my phrase.
Okay.
When you get a phrase...
But you know, the circle of life, eventually, if someone is reborn, then it's whoop. There it is.
Oh, yeah, the beginning. The beginning, the middle, and the end. It's womb, whoop, whoomp. The life cycle of a whoop.
Where do you get shoop in there?
All right, we've successfully conjugated whoop, so let's...
Bro, if I knew what conjugated mean, I would not be happy.
That's my new catchphrase.
It sounds like you're talking shit, Dorsky.
I'm not, though, I promise... I just meant we are finding different forms of the word, although conjugated, I suppose, has a sexual overtone as well. Is that going to be in your book, John?
Everybody knows I don't use conjugations.
That's going to be my book, and also, I decided to make it a little more action-y, so I made there's this bear, and he gets into some Morglorb. And because this angel's carrying all this Morglorb, and she drops it, and the bear gets into all this Morglorb, and just shit hits the fan.
Ew.
Arnie, what's a fan again? Brotar.
Brotar?
Are you choking?
What's going on?
Thinking about my brother, Barry.
Oh.
Bear-tar. And you said bear.
Yeah.
That's what we would call him.
He died from getting too big, too small.
Too jacked.
He would have done so great in Foon 100.
Did he pop?
Oh, jacked himself to death.
Did he get so big he popped? Whoomp. Whoomp, there he was.
He's been whooped.
Wait, jacked himself to death. Let me add that to the... Brotar, we haven't seen you in, I think we said 6 or 7 years. Is that why we haven't...
Yeah, I'm like a grown-up now and stuff, you know, like responsibilities, crypto, You know, that kind of stuff.
Go ahead.
I was going to ask, how did you handle the shattering?
I'm sorry. Wait. Are you the shatter? You think... Did you... First of all, this is not... You're not one of those people, are you?
Those people?
What do you mean by those people?
I mean, the shattering's not real.
Well, we're pretty sure it was real.
Definitely wasn't me and the bros. During the shattering, me and the bros were constantly out hooking up with chicks.
What?
Being wild tars and having the time of our lives.
But I was definitely trapped in sort of a crystalline area, and I had to go tap, 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 tap to find a way out.
No, I just busted. Ugh, maybe it's because, like, your body isn't as sweet as mine. So, like, when your body's as sweet as mine, like, you don't have to stay anywhere. Like, you just, your body fights whatever's shattering you, and you just unshatter it, bro. Is this one of those shows?
I mean, I guess I mostly try to just worry about myself, but now that I think about it, if I spent all that time, like, trapped in the shattering to think that you were outside hooking up with chicks, this makes me sad.
Yeah, I'm super sad about your stance and what you just said, but I gotta admit, your body ain't as sweet as mine would be a great Thrag song.
Chunsky,
yeah?
My stance was, like, tall.
Oh, sure. I get it.
Fucking sweet, you know?
That's
like,
a good stance.
Chin up, chest out.
Hell yeah. See, you get it.
Wow. I call that Kuko. Chin up, chest out.
And Chun was jumping between different areas, you know?
Oh, yeah. Like, I was kind of on the beach for a while and then not a beach.
You were getting out a little bit.
I guess I was.
You get it.
Brutar, you talked about the other tars. I'd love to know. I've been hearing about one of the most dangerous of all the tars. Lydia Tar, the music composer?
Okay, because, like, there's a different music composer who's a guitar.
Oh.
Yeah. And, like, way cooler than Lydia Tar.
Yeah.
So, if we're going to be talking music composer tars here, let's talk about Git, you know?
Sure. And Git, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm usually in the animal kingdom. Git stands for Gator Introvert?
Of course. Yes. Yeah. And what a great gator introvert the guitar is. Huge neck, long neck.
Yeah, Arnie, a lot of, I don't know if you know the difference between alligators and crocodiles.
No.
Crocodiles are super outgoing. They love to socialize. They're the life of the party. They want attention. They have what's called the spotlight effect. Alligators are way more introverted. They prefer books. They prefer to be in water. They prefer to kind of not see anyone.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes they just lay there and twitch.
Yeah, just either twitch an eye, or if they're laying in a stream, they'll kind of do that.
Yeah, in the stream. They like to twitch in the stream.
So then when you said a crocodile introvert, I was thinking like just like an inside-out lizard. Like what?
Well, we didn't
called?
Say crocodile introvert. We said gator introvert.
Jesus. It's not a sitar. That's a sitar, Arnie. We're talking about
that's
guitars.
A sitar. Okay.
Is that foreign to you?
It is.
Oh, sorry.
Look, let's not talk about the worst of the tars, the libtars. Gross. Keep them out.
Well, I don't know about that. But
Brotar, as you've gotten older, I don't know how to say this. You just seem to be a little more
cooler. I know.
That wasn't the word I was looking for.
Oh,
listen, I'm a star now. I won Foon 100. I led the storming of... I led the storming of the castle.
Oh.
I'm cool.
You shouldn't have done that. You shouldn't have done that. We're good friends with Tombling Belleroth, the current king, and his sister, the current queen, co-rulers.
But not in a weird way.
No, they're not married. Yeah, they're just co-king and queen.
Co-king. Co-kings.
They're co-kings.
Wait a minute. Brotar, when I said co-kings, your eyes lit up real big.
Yeah. Wait, what? Okay, wait, what?
I think it's one of those things where the whole kingdom was like, let's try Co-Kings once. Let's just try Co-Kings.
No, right? You gotta try Co-Kings like so many times.
Well, then doesn't that make you numb to your rulership?
Yeah, but like, it's like, you realize it's like the sweetest thing. And also life's like better. Like if you have Co-Kings, life is so much better. Everything is just like at a sweeter pace. And you just like realize like, what were you even doing before Co-Kings, you know?
Well, maybe for like 3 minutes, but then it wears off, surely. The novelty of Co-Kings wears off.
No, that's why you constantly are doing Co-Kings.
Why is it always about Co-Kings? Why don't we bring in like a heroic woman? Let's have this, let's switch to heroin. Let's just have a heroine be in charge of the kingdom.
Well, that's going to be a problem, Arnie.
Sounds like there's a real gateway in the King's Hall. Oh, well.
Hold on, let me...
Let's all take a moment to think of more.
Give me one.
Well, it's a gateway monarch, right? You start with a heroine, and then pretty soon, who knows what's next? I understand what you start saying.
Look, we could talk about this forever, but we're getting in the weeds.
Yeah.
Well, let's take a break. Let's clear the air, and we'll all take a little shot of Morglorb, and we'll be right back with more Brotar.
Oh, yeah, I'll sell some Morglorb.
Bros, whoop, there it is.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car. It's the two-door coupe that was there for your first drive. The hatchback that took you cross-country and back. And the minivan that tackles the weekly carpool. For the cars you couldn't live without, trust Amica Auto Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So, Brotar, last time we saw you, this is a long time ago, you were talking about maybe thinking about having kids?
Yeah, well, man, it's sad. I just never know who my father was.
Yeah.
There's that East Coast Foon accent popping in once again. Uh-huh. And I just think that, like, yeah, you know, I still think. And I've been talking to Brotar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been trying to get her. I've been saying, like, you know, let me inside you, you know, like.
Sure.
I'm glad you found a sensitive way to say that.
Wow, it's beautiful. Let me write this poetry to my romance novel. I don't want another whoomp there it was situation. How is spelled?
Okay, you writing this down?
Yes.
P.
W.
W. A.
A.
H.
A.
A.
P.
W. A.
H.
A.
H.
E. W. A. H. A.
Perfect. And how's it pronounced again?
So wet.
And origin of the word?
You know what? Maybe my catchphrase should no longer be whoop that is.
The origin of the word is clearly his penis. That's the origin of the word.
No further questions.
Wait, what do you think your catchphrase should be? Oh, well, it's certainly evocative.
Yeah, there's a stickiness to it.
Yeah, it sticks with you. Yeah, I don't know. It seems like with your grown-up brand of sort of a restrained whoop, there it is. I don't know, there's a certain dignity to that.
Mm-hmm. To my new catchphrase?
Well, I meant the old one. The new one is very, very damp. It's a little on the wet side, for my personal taste.
It does get wet.
So is get wet.
And there's nothing worse than wet tar, I gotta be honest.
Bro, I love a good wet tar. Maybe I should invite wet tar into the bed with me and Brotar.
Oh.
Hello.
That's a great idea. Chunsky, I like how you're thinking, bro.
Well, coming from Threg, which is Threegg, of course, three men and an egg, know a little bit about love triangles.
I'm sorry, coming from what?
Never mind.
Okay.
This is going to seem like a weird segue coming out of you talking about thruples, but since I'm the greatest warrior in all of Foon and I missed the Foon 100, should we do some kind of battle or challenge or something just while you're in town?
Oh, shit.
Bro, listen, the only real answer to that is hanging on to a thing for as long as humanly possible until one of us stops. So if you're interested, let me know.
First of all, I think 8 years and 2 weeks proves that I can hold on to a thing for a very long time.
You tell me when. If you want to go to the arena for season 2, Foon 101, I'm down.
Okay, well, Arnie, I think maybe you should do the 101.
Okay.
You start.
Yeah, what was it?
Arnie's going to get killed.
Oh, no. I would never allow that to happen. I'll just cast a magic spell on him that makes him impervious to, swords and bites and...
Ugh, fell out of my chair!
Oh, my I can't do anything about that.
Motherfuck. He was just sitting there with his chin on his hands and he fell out of his chair so hard.
Oh, my head is so heavy it toppled me over.
His head and his tummy now.
Is it both of your arms or is your other arm still good?
Oh, I don't know.
Because Brotar just challenged you to join the 100 and do a hands-on-hard-body sort of challenge.
Bro.
And hold on something as long as you can.
Here, hold on. Here you go. Take this.
Yeah.
Hold on to it. I'll hold on to it. And then, like, whoever drops it first is then, like, not the best, greatest in the world. And then, you know, whoever holds on to it longer, then, they're the greatest. And it's obviously me. I'm fucking sweet. My body's sweet. My arms are sweet.
I hate to complain, but the object you're having us both hold on to is your thumb. And so I just feel like you have an advantage.
Bro, here's the thing. When I'm a dad, I'm going to be able to take my thumbs on and off.
Oh, yeah.
And
what?
Then, so
oh, magic.
It's just, right? I can only do it for uncle now, but... I'm just saying, it's a fair playing field. It's a fair playing field.
Whoa, Arnie, what the fuck? He just took my nose. Defend my honor.
How is it you're taking these appendages from us? Teach us this magic.
Listen, it's just like things that happen when you're ready to be a dad. I'm just saying. Oh. I can't, it comes to you.
Look, if you've taken his nose completely, you should at least pay him like a coin or something for it.
Oh, you mean this coin?
Whoa! Behind his ear.
Was that in my ear or behind my ear? Because that's going to really affect my nightmares tonight.
Which is worse?
It was like both.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Behind the ear is worse.
I took it out of your ear and then slid it behind your ear and then plucked it out from behind.
Wow.
Wow, insane. Let me grow back a nose. I'm actually going to grow back an ocelot nose. I feel like that sounds kind of fun. Oh, wait, my nose was already on my face. What the fuck?
Oh, now you got two noses.
Bro, you got so many nosties, it's crazy.
Nosties?
Yeah.
Is that what you call nostrils? Nosties.
I'm sorry, what? Nostrils? I've never heard that word before.
Oh.
Brotar, what is your, speaking to Foon's top body, what's your workout regimen like?
Well, first I do like a lap around Foon 10,000 times.
Wow.
And then that like takes me like 13 minutes, and like I get up a sweat, kind of like Arnie did. So, Arnie, like, I think it's great that you're getting up sweats.
Yeah.
Huge. And then, like, I just pick up my thumbs and I, like, just hold them for, like, so long.
Mm-hmm.
Just practicing, like, for Foon 100, basically, for, knowing that, like, I'm going to challenge Arnie to a thumb holding contest.
Is there some kind of prize for winning this competition? Like,
yeah, you're the best in Foon. You're number one.
Okay.
And the equivalent to, like, whatever you get paid to win one of those things.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you get paid in gold or silver or gems?
Gems, yeah. You have to go to the gym.
You got to go to the gyms.
They give you, like, gym franchises for you to own.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. Lucrative.
Be nice to have, like, a gold gem. Are you a bit of a gem rat?
Yes.
I can tell. Huge.
Thank you.
Body.
I once ate a gem rat.
Oh.
Delicious. Good protein. High protein.
So you didn't want the biscuits. You just wanted the gem rat.
Is was?
Never mind.
No, I don't know. I don't get it either.
You know, I'll take a Limp Bizkit any day of the week, but that's just me. I do it all for the cookie.
Do it all for the cookie. Huh, there's something there. Greg will have to look into that. Brotar, I gotta admit, you're a pretty good lyricist.
I don't even know what that means, bro.
You're good at making up words for songs.
Ah, Womp, there it is, for sure.
Yes.
Womp, there it was.
Don't bring that up again. You're just gonna make him angry.
I heard that, Dorsky, and bro,
what?
I don't get angry anymore, you know? Like, I'm like, it's just like, I'm wise to the world, I get it now, I'm fine.
So you don't feel like you need to challenge everything that challenges your point of view, necessarily?
Well, bro, like, everyone loves a good challenge, hence me just winning Foon 100, so.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, as the top body in Foon now, do you have any advice for our listeners or for us about how to live a healthier and happier lifestyle? You're so centered now and so mature.
Yeah, bro, first of all, get yourself like a board of cheeses and meats. Constantly like do that. That's pretty cool.
Charcuterie.
What?
Charcuterie?
Or is it a tarcuterie?
Oh, tarcuterie. Wait, tarcuter. I don't like the way that flows into one another.
Bro, that sounds great.
Stop talking about bratar.
Wait, were you talking about bratar?
No. We're talking about tarcuterie.
Tarcuterie is great. Wine. Bro, just drink wine. Like, that's what we do.
I am.
Are you?
Yeah, all the time.
Nice.
Most of the time. I'd say I'm drunk. 80.
But don't forget, Yusori, you don't drink any more of that fucking Merlot.
All right. I should can only have a Pinot Noir.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
It's a type of wine.
Oh.
Sometimes you go to a place and you say, can I have the wine? And they just bring you wine, whatever wine they've got.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah. Some places you go and they, instead of just an animal skin full of wine, they bring it to you in a glass. And they're like, what varietal would you like? And you have to choose a type of grape that the wine was made from to describe the wine.
Red.
Red works. That works.
Yeah, that's fine.
Red.
Guys, I've just been hit with inspiration. You know how I'm working on this romance novel?
Mm-hmm.
What if I wrote, inspired by you, sir, what if I wrote a penis noir? Now, hear me out. There's an old-timey detective, and he's looking for his penis.
Okay.
It's written in black and white. And that's all I have so far.
John, what is up with this Marlow humor?
Marlow hanging fruit? I don't know. I want to be an author. I want to be in a boy band. I want to be an author. I want to be a good dad.
I know a good illustrator.
Oh, yeah.
Marlon Wayans. You could use him.
Rolls off the tongue.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll write a quote for you if you want.
Oh, that'd be great. Can I hear what you'd write?
Yeah,
And we know how to spell that, so.
I mean, that will sell.
P-W-A-H-A, yeah, okay. Okay, yeah, I'll...
Brotar, before we run out of time, I want to circle back to something from before.
You want to get in the circle and challenge me to a ball-holding contest?
Oh, no.
To a ball-holding contest?
Yeah, bro, you hold a ball so you can hold it until what time at the end, and then when the bell rings, who's ever holding it goes on to the next round.
I don't know. This isn't a thumb situation.
Thing. Yeah, exactly. No, I guess, but this is sort of, but I hate to say this is sort of body part related. Before you said that you had never heard of a nostril and you called them nosties, I was wondering if I could just point to parts of your body and you would tell me what those are. Because I suspect maybe you have different names for a lot of body parts.
Sure, yeah. This is like a little game. This is kind of like Foon 100. It's pretty cool. I like
it. Okay. All right. All right. What do you call that?
These are chest circles.
Okay. Okay. And what about that?
Knee pit.
Knee pit. Okay. And what about that?
My dong.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's my dong.
Yeah.
I think we all call it that.
You shouldn't have pointed at that. That was rude.
I know, but that's the thing. I pointed at that every time. Why do you give it different names? I was like, I'm sorry.
It's confusing. It's confusing for sure. I don't think we should dwell on it. I think we should just Sator Brotar.
You don't want to dwell on my dong?
Well.
Oh, song. New song.
When you put it that way.
Dwell on my dong.
Chunt, it's been a while since we've answered an email to chuntwith6t@gmail.com.
Oh, yeah, I'd be honored. Let me grab your phone here. This comes from Katrina. Katrina says, "Hi, Chunt. I'm about 200 episodes behind." Huh. Okay. "So I have no idea what y'all are up to right now, but I'm wondering if PhDs exist in Foon. I just earned mine and thought some representation might be cool. All the best, Katrina, PhD." I mean, we have PhDs in Foon. They stand for pretty horny daddies.
I've got a PhD.
Oh.
You do?
PhD's nuts!
Now, Arnie, on Earth, should we be congratulating Katrina? What's a PhD?
Yes, it's like a higher degree. It's, you know, you go to school and then you go to more school and then you go to even more school, but you don't go to medical school. It's just, yeah, it's a lot of study.
Do you have a PhD?
No. I have an MFA, a Master's of Fine Arts, which is not quite a master's.
Fucking asshole.
Arnie, I have two MFAs. Motherfucking assholes.
Oop, there it is.
Whomp, there it was. I feel like I just lost the game show.
I was sure PhD were penis hat demons.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure I have a PhD. Pretty huge dog.
He's grabbing his chest.
I'm sorry, I keep pointing at it. I apologize.
So, Katrina, to answer your question, there are a lot of PhDs in Foon and in this room.
Well, Brotar, good luck on Foon's 101. I hope they make a Foon's next top bottom, because then I could enter, but good luck to you. Oh, I wanted to ask, do the people who lose die? Is that sweet little hog Crystal Ball, or is Clairvoyant, what was her name? Sorry, Clairification, not to be confused with my good friend Clairvoyant. Mm-hmm. Who sees everything coming.
Father, Ed. Edification.
Mr. Ed, please.
Or their cousin, Master Bation.
Yes.
Nailed it.
Do the contestants die when they lose?
Yeah, of course.
Oh.
Of course. Have you never played a game where someone doesn't die in it?
I've never played a game where someone doesn't die.
I've definitely played games where people weren't supposed to die, but they did anyway.
Yeah, after, if you lose, you have to go and you have to minimize your calorie intake, and you can't eat as many carbs, and, you know, you just have to, like, get into better shape. You gotta die.
Yeah.
Oh, the T is silent. Arnie, the T is silent with his accent.
It's like the word has slimmed down.
Oh, Arnie. I don't know what we're going to do if you're in the 101, because I think there's no worse fate than for you to die.
Yeah, for you to die on the 101 is so insane. What you'll do, instead of dying on the 101, why don't you take the 78, take that north to the 45. You'll get off on, I want to say, Alabaster. Go two stops down.
You know me, I get off on Alabaster.
Arnie, I'm trying to save your life.
You talking about my good friend Al the Bastard?
Sorry. I apologize to him profusely.
I wish Al knew who his parents were.
I wish I had a dad.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm like Brotar the Bastard. It's true. It's true.
Oh. Well, I know of one thing that might cheer you up. 1, 2, 3, 4. I declare a thumb war. Go! Arnie, hold on to his thumb.
Doc, I got it.
Oh, he's being lifted in the air. Arnie's being swung around
the
room.
Whoa! Whoa! Whoa!
Wonderful.
Whoa.
Well, I don't think we'll see Arnie for a couple of weeks.
He's swinging him so fast, he's going up through the roof.
I'm gonna barf! I'm gonna throw up!
That means the same thing, Arnie. Redundant much?
I'm gonna retch!
Whoop, there it is.
Womp, there it was.
How do they not realize it's Woot? That's where the booty at. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt, the talking badger, was played by Adil Rafai. Brotor was played by special guest Colt Cabana. Colt is a professional wrestler, podcaster, author. He's a busy guy. Go check out his website, coltcabana.com. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Oh, what are these? More made-up Patreon names? Look, I'm only willing to carry this charade so far. Scroll down, computer. Patreons get ad-free episodes, the entire back catalog, including all the previous spin-offs, and at least two new bonus episodes each month. Also, this last week, there was a two-hour meet-and-greet and Q&A on the Patreon Discord. Here's a quick clip of the audio from that little coffee clatch, which is also available to Patreon supporters.
All right, next up is Roth. Roth, you're invited to the stage.
Hey, guys, I do consent for you to record me.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited that the famed author Philip Roth has decided to reveal
support us on Patreon.
Just want to say, longtime listener, I've been listening to you guys since 2016 when I found the podcast. You guys saved me through quarantine. I couldn't get enough. And as of, I think, a month ago, I finally caught up with everything. So now it's just going back and listening to all the extra stuff. And I can't get enough of it. You guys are awesome.
Can I just say, hearing that coming from Abomination actor Tim Roth is so wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
He's mostly known for playing the Abomination, right?
Most famous role for sure.
Exactly. I don't think he did anything before that.
No.
And I would just say that, like, thank you. I'm just as much a fan of your movie Hostel.
Oh, that's that's a good one. Oh, can I also just say your IRAs are top notch.
Leave something for me to button this with,
Matt. Okay. Hurry up.
I got nothing.
To learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Chris Rathjen. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Okay, computer. Close transmission beam. Good. And now grant me access to the temporal circuits. Very good. Let's circumvent the Heisenberg compensators. Excellent. And now, show me the portal to Earth.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies and brands to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity, a how-to guide for navigating life's challenges from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.